I'll never forget the day that I had to announce that the public masses were coming to an end and the church was closing. There was a lot of anger that day and sadness and loss of hope. I even remember a few tears. It was probably one of my worst days as a priest, having to say that to people. I even felt some of that loss of hope myself. But that very awful day began to turn into some of the best days I've ever experienced, thanks to all of you. Because so often when we get terrible news, things just shut down and end, and they never return. But that didn't happen here. The very moment that the church closes, people began to reach out to us. We were inundated with calls, people saying, well, if there are those who can't leave their homes, who's taking them food? I want to take them food. I want to make sure they're taken care of. Others called and said, we need to start calling up every parishioner and letting them know that they're not alone, that they have the support of this community. Others started virtual groups to continue the life of prayer and all the things that they had done here when they could meet in person. And in so many other ways, this community came together and reached out to everyone to keep building up the kingdom of God. When Jesus tells us that the two greatest commandments are love God and love your neighbor, this is what he means. He means exactly what we have done throughout this pandemic. That when hard times come, you don't give up. You continue clinging close to God and to your neighbor, offering love and service. Right? That is true stewardship. All this month, we've been talking about stewardship and the importance of supporting this community. But see, it goes so much beyond this community. Look at the world today. Every simple decision that we've had to make about this pandemic has created greater division and hatred in our nation. All politicians seem to do is fight and bicker with one another. But we didn't do that. We came together. We formed a single, united community despite our differences. We didn't let them stand in the way, but we served and loved one another. So this weekend, when we're asking that you pledge to our parish, it isn't just about money. We're asking that you pledge your entire life to the church in service to the gospel. We're asking that you make a choice between the world that we see around us and the life of this community. See, the world can change. It can be better, but we have to show it how. We have to show it what true love looks like, and we can only do that together. And so I would ask that one member of each family reach out and grab one of those plastic bags that is in your pew. We're going to go through our stewardship pledge process